Arranged around the deceased was a wealth of bronze vessels, dishes, as we'll talk about in a minute, devoted to feasting. But even more remarkable than that, there were 14 pieces of wooden furniture that survived in this tomb. Tables and sideboards and chairs and stools. And this furniture was intricately patterned with various colors of inlaid wood, showing patterns like a meander or circles or swastikas, each pattern unique to itself, very, very fine wood finishing. These were in the form mostly of sideboards that would have originally rested against the side of the tomb, but had over time collapsed to the ground. Now, as I mentioned, there were numerous vessels found within this tomb. And the vessels were in the form of drinking cups that don't look like the kind of cup you would think of today, but were very broad, shallow bowls that people drank from, as well as ewers to hold liquid. Now, some of the cups actually had wax inscriptions on them, wax labels that were placed right on the bronze side of the vessel that had individuals' names. And it's thought that these individuals might have donated these vessels during the time of the insertion of the body. What seems to be the case is that within the tomb, when the person died, there was a feast or a party. And because the preservation was so high within this tomb, analysis can indicate actually what was eaten and drunk from these vessels. Evidently, the celebrants drank an alcoholic mixture of grape wine and barley beer and some kind of honey mead, and they ate a spicy lentil and sheep and goat stew, and remains of that food still adheres to the side of these vessels. And this seems to have been part of this grand funerary process. Now, the person who was interred in this tomb, a man who died in his 60s, 5'2" tall, was clearly a king. This was the biggest tomb of all and had remarkable goods within. Now, the excavator, Rodney Young, identified it as the tomb of King Midas, and that's why he calls it Tumulus MM. That's short for the Midas Mound. MM stands for Midas Mound. But more recent study has shown that this is not the case. Because the preservation is so high in the wood from this tomb, scholars have been able to study the tree rings to get a date using dendrochronology. And this, of course, is using the year-by-year ring development of a tree to help articulate the age of the tree when it was cut. And if you presume that the tree was cut just before it was used in the tomb, that would give us an accurate date for the tomb. The date that the tree rings indicate is about 740 BC. Now, we know that King Midas was active in the land of Assyria at the end of the 8th century BC. So it seems now that this tomb is too early for King Midas and is thought perhaps to be the tomb of his predecessor, a man named Gordius. It's also curious that with all the stories of the Midas touch and the gold of King Midas, there's not one bit of gold found in this tomb. It is bronze, which is a wealthy material, but certainly not like gold, and of course, all of the remarkable wooden artifacts. But in any case, if it is the tomb of King Midas's predecessor, Gordius, it's still a remarkable discovery that tells us much about how the Phrygians dealt with their dead.